Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esav Basra Chol Shishi B'sachet Efrayim Ruziva Kagun Bikarav Mamish. We continue discussing what is and is not included in the sale of a house. The Mishnah tells us Machers Abayis, if a person sells his house, Machers Adeles, the doors included in the sale, because that's Kavua, that's set into the house, Avalois HaMavteach, but not the key to the door, because that's Metaltalin, that's movable. It's not something that's attached, it's not something that's set, and therefore it's not included in the sale. Furthermore, Machers HaMavteach is a Kavua, included in the sale of the house, is a Machteshes, which is like a crusher of sorts, which is kavua, it's set into the house, it's set into the ground, avalois hamitateles, but not one which is movable. Also, macher is an itzrabol, included in the house is the itzrabol, which is like a large piece of wood that's used as a base for the rechaim, for the millstone. This is because it's set, avalois hakeles, but not the keles, which is some sort of structure built around the millstone that catches the flour, preventing it from falling onto the floor, and that's because it's metaltalin, it's movable, and also, avalois hatana, avalois hakirayim, not an oven or a stove. However, b'smacha amar loy, if the seller told the buyer, "Hu v'chol masha b'soichai, I'm selling you the house and everything in it, sarei kulan mechurin, all these things are included in the sale," because that's what he means by saying v'chol masha b'soichai. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, going on to discuss a chatzer. There's many different things in a chatzer in a courtyard, and over here as well, there's going to be discussion what is and is not included in the sale. Hamechas a chatzer, if a person sells his chatzer, machar batim bar shichin ma'arais, all these things, houses and different types of pits, ditches, and caves are included in that. They're built into it, or they're part of the karka of the chatzer. Avalois hametaltalin, but nothing movable in the chatzer is included in the sale. However, b'smach amar loy, if the seller told the buyer, he v'chomash b'saicha, it and everything included in it, sorei kulan mechurin, all these things, even the movable objects, are included. Now, benkach or benkach, either which way, whether or not he said, hu v'chomash b'saicha, loy machar lois hamerchatz v'lois b'sabach b'saicha, he did not sell him a bathhouse or an olive press, which is inside, because they're not considered part of the chatzer at all. It's not like they're a bar or a house which is in the chatzer. They're completely separate ashtamshes, a completely different use than regular standard usage of the chatzer, and therefore they're not included in the sale. Again, even if the person said, "Hu v'chol masha b'soicha." Now, Rabbi Lezer argues and says, "Amarchas a chatzer, when a person sells his chatzer, loy macher el avir shel chatzer. He's only selling the airspace, meaning the open area of the chatzer, and even houses and baris shichin ma'aris are not included in that, because chatzer means just the plain open area of the chatzer, nothing else. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah and Vav, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.